You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State, bam! Eddie Greer back for another Purple Project Podcast Daily. And we're staying in basketball, folks. And we haven't done it. And we will do it. We will do it weekly this weekend, hopefully. But since then, we have not done it on a weekly. K-State basketball start winning, right? So, but the K-State women finally get on the ball. They got on the board, not last weekend, but the weekend before against KU. They get another victory. This time, they get it over Texas Tech. They should have swept Texas Tech. Remember, the ladies were beating Texas Tech on the road, I believe by like 8 points, and then you lose by what, double digits? I did not understand that. That's a game that they should have won. They really should have swept this team when you really look at it. But anyways, that's not the point. K-State, big win after starting out fast. Same scenario this time. And this time, they finished a deal with the Wildcats, knocking off the Lady Red Raiders 86-79, holding them off there, leading, winning by 7 in a big game from Chrissy Carr in this one. Chrissy Carr in this game here, trying to pull, there she is. Only missing one free throw from the free throw line, 2 for 6 from downtown, but that's not the point here. Double-double for her. You would think Ioka Lee would do that, but she came up 2 rebounds shy of a double-double. Instead, that double-double category belongs to Chrissy Carr, 24-11 for her, and adding in 3 assists for her in the day. Ioka Lee, 12 points, 8 rebounds here, and another big game from this guard is starting to play very well here as we're coming down late in the year. Emily Everett here in 33 minutes got 19 points, 5 rebounds. She was 3 of 4 from downtown. Emily Everett really coming on here for late here. And you had 4 scores, 4 of your starters in double digits. That's going to get it done for you. We've talked to me and Alex, discussed it. A couple weeks ago, they needed a couple score more score, at least one more score. You get pretty much 4 of them here. Simone Gruber just added 2, but Rachel Reinke added 14 as well, with a 4 connected 4, 3 more pointers for her as well. As a team, K-State shot 40% from downtown. Damn. And then you have 4, and then 40% for the game as well. K-State now. With KU, the victory against KU in Bramlage kind of be so. Now you have 2 wins at home, but you're only looking at a 2-12 conference record and a 7-14 overall record. Yeah, when you look at it, yeah, it's definitely disappointing when you look at it. I mean, there's a couple more games to go for the women's team, including a couple makeup games from when they were hit with COVID early on in the year. They are going to make those games up. So we'll see what happens there. Maybe this is the game right here that was okay, start to find you with it, but it's whether it's late game collapses or turn the ball over too much. Yeah, this team was picked 4th this year. It's hard to believe 2-12. And no matter how the season ends, it'd be very disappointing for Jeff Mitty's team, but not taking any of the positive away. They're a huge victory. They should have swept this team right here in Texas Tech. The Lady Raiders, we knocked them off here 86-79. So the basketball here trying to close out strong overall here. The men knocked off Oklahoma on Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday night, K-State ladies put together a good performance, holding off the Lady Raiders in their game 86-79. Victors, Chrissy Carr's huge game, and you get help from your other stars as well. That's how you do it, folks. And Kate, we'll see what happens moving forward with them here. The next game for Jeff Mitty's team here before we sign off here. La, 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 la. They're going to be, So they're going to be at Baylor. Yeah, the number 7 team in the country at 11 Central Time. Oh boy, that might be a little rough. Yes, they hung around with them earlier in Bramlage. They hung around with them for about 3 quarters before Baylor pulled away to their usual selves, but that's going to be a tough game there. So We'll see if K-State can give them a game like they did last time. We'll be interested to see what happens here. But, hey, we got to give them praise here. Huge win over the Lady Raiders. It's Eddie Greer III, another Purple Project Podcast Daily in the books. Go Cats!
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.